I'm Van.
I'm Sori.
That's Booby.
And Vita and Chip.
Booby's word of the day is Gershock. Gershock?
Oh, the band?
Gershark.
Gershock. Shock. I thought it was like shock.
Gershark, I think it is.
Shark?
Gershark. It's a band that we listen to. What was the name of that song that we listened to?
I don't know. Zombies Among Us is all I can think of. It's not the name of it at all.
Zola, sugar, Zola. name of their album is Dark Matter.
But they came on into the Fireside chat that we had. Actually, the Fireside was... We've moved the Firesides to Middle America.
Right.
And so we were over there, and then they popped in, and so then it turned into an interview, which is... So we're going to put that back on this channel.
Undead Empire is the name of the record. And we did an interview with them, and I think they're going to... be on tour, and some of our villagers are going to be able to meet them.
Yeah.
So, they're a pretty cool band.
Honey, do you want to name that thing?
Speaking of... Okay.
Speaking of tours, you should tour my channel. My Sori Life. And the link is going to be over here, or over there, or somewhere, wherever Vin puts it. And it's basically just, like, what my life is, like, on a regular basis. Just so you'll see the kids, you'll see Vinny sometimes.
Yep, and then there is, the other channel is Middle America with Vin and Sori. People have been saying, you should link that in the description.
I would, but somebody told me not to do anything, so. Would you like me to link it in the description?
I guess you could,
add it to the description along with my channel.
There's been a lot of demand from the people.
Remember that Middle America Firesides, it's not like discussions about like metal music and stuff. It's political discussions, religious discussions, all the taboo things people are not supposed to talk about. Vin has no problem. Racism, Antifa, Proud Boys, The Wall, Trump...
All that good jazz.
All of it. It's all there. All right.
If you come to the Middle America channel and you make song reviews, I'm just going to ignore you.
Yep. Same with the Sori channel.
All right. Well, on that beautiful positive note, if you want... No. I'm not going to bring that up. This is Jason Becker.
Yep.
The name of the song is Altitudes. I was at the Patreon after party, and people were talking about this guy. So I'm like, all right, well, let's see it. It's an instrumental. We haven't done an instrumental in a long time.
It's true.
So this is Altitudes, Jason Becker. Let's go.
Go.
I was going to look up the lyrics. Altitudes. Mm-hmm. What do you got? Really?
Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
I could have sworn you liked it.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't get into it. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's because I have, like, personal internal conflict right now where I'm, like, thinking about a bunch of things internally. And so then my soul couldn't... I have certain things that I'm, like, stirring, mulling over inside my, like, self as a person. And so I don't know if that made it so I couldn't really get into the song or if I just really couldn't get into it.
Oh, is it the thing we were talking about just before?
Well, I've got multiple things that I'm thinking about. But that, I mean, that was one of them, but that's just one.
Okay, well, okay.
But I don't know if it's that or if it's that I couldn't get into the song, so then I started thinking about it. Because you could put on, there are certain songs that you could put on and I'm just going to sidetrack me from anything that's on my heart or mind. Because I'm going to get sucked right into it. I didn't get sucked in. It
took me about 15 seconds to adjust to the song because it's called Altitude. So I thought it was going to like be like an Iron Maiden climbing in the mountain.
We were going up, yeah.
Type thing. But it seemed to be like the altitudes of like this guy's skill set because his scale work is crazy. So he can scale like a... He's a bad man scale-wise. I liked it. I thought it was like extremely melodic. I thought for sure you were going to... I'm very, very surprised.
Yeah.
Even though
I thought I was going to like it, too, because it's an instrumental. I thought, this is going to be right up my alley.
Yeah, you usually really, really... Yeah, this is the first time I've heard you like not like an instrumental, although we haven't done a lot of them. We did like two Metallica ones and that Death one.
I can usually like journey someplace. Like I couldn't...
you were just stuck. You were just stuck in Winston, Maine.
Yeah.
You didn't go anywhere. I was just a man.
I was standing in an empty space.
Oh, boy. The whole time I was thinking to myself, how come I can't play guitar like that?
That's what you were thinking?
There's times I pick up my guitar, I'm like, I'm going to play something I've never heard myself play before.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm in the same scale. Oh, yeah. It's the same progression, only a little bit changed.
Well, I'm glad that you say that because I feel sometimes like a bad wife. Because I can't really tell if it's a new song or not.
No, I mean, it's... Well, some of it is I'm working on the lyrics because I have to carry the load of everything.
I'm just making a baby, but you're carrying the load of everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's that. But, I mean, even before...
Small detail.
Yeah, even before.
Well, now I have something, so...
Yeah, yeah.
And all the editing, I also do that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, I mean, there's one particular, like, catena of things that I'm, like, working on trying to synthesize, which probably means that...
You make good stuff, though. The stuff that you make is good.
It probably means that by the time I do synthesize it, it's gonna be forced and contrived, and people are like, you forced that in there, that Lego piece didn't fit. I'm trying to break the scales in half and, like, rearrange them, and so it doesn't matter, it all sounds like, oh... Minor chords again. Okay, man. But like this guy.
You're so smart.
This guy, like.
I'm gonna have to rearrange
him. This guy, like, he is. Every guitarist knows how to do it.
Yeah, well, it sounds very smart. Whenever I, like, try to, like, make up a song, it always sounds like the same stuff that my aunts and my mom have been making for years. Like, I can't get out of that. Like, it all sounds the same.
I've been in a rut. But, you know, back in the day, I used to just take my guitar and play it and, like, just play it random and stuff. And then, like, I'd be like, ooh, oh, I like that. And then, but it's not like that anymore because I don't have time for, like, 3 or 4 hours to just
play. That's true.
You know, because I can't do that.
I don't know why you don't do it when you're, like, up. I mean, seriously, I go to bed and you're up for, like, hours. Wouldn't that be perfect time?
Well, it's because I'm listening to somebody talk about something or whatever. Jordan Peterson made reference to this quantum physicist that I'd never heard of before, who made this argument about protons and light and things like that from 20 million years ago. So I had to hear the talk that the guy gave.
Was it good?
It was a good talk, but I said to myself, I'm going to have to listen to the same talk for like 5 nights in a row because I had no clue what he was saying. And Alec wasn't around. So I'm going to have to listen to it. But the point is, this guy... It just seems so effortless. Like, when you hear him play, there's a lot of things happening that, as a guitarist, you're like...
Was it emotional?
How is he doing that? Well, it wasn't, like, completely emotional for me, but a lot of it for me was just enjoying the brilliance of this guy's ability to play and ability to make variant sounds and for have them to meld. It's extreme... People don't realize, it's extremely difficult to write musical pieces, extremely difficult. And then on top of it, on top of it, when you're when your instrument is the focal point of the entire thing, like you really, you can hide things. And like, that's the thing about metal itself, like you can hide bad instruments or bad scale choices or whatever in the context of the music, because a lot of metal is about the energy and things like that. It's not about your proficiency with the instrument. There's a lot of things that you can hide, but like when you're the instrument is the star of the show and the playing is the star of the show, you, it's extremely difficult to do what he pulled off in 5 minutes and 39 seconds. So I was just in the middle
of an artist, you can appreciate it.
Well, I'm not really a guitar artist. I'm more of a writer.
I didn't say guitar artist. I said artist.
Yeah, as an I'm just saying I'm not really a guitarist. But as a person like who...
How can you say that you're not if you can create songs and music that doesn't sound like... You've heard the things I play.
I think you and I are probably at the same level of guitar.
Honey, that's so ridiculous.
Okay, that's just my opinion. I think we're getting sidetracked here. For him to be able to pull this off, though, is insane to me. We didn't see a live version, but I'm sure if we saw it live, it'd just be like, look effortlessly. Sometimes I like to talk to these people, like, how long did it take you to come up with that? You know how, like, sometimes, like...
Is that mic blocking our... Oh, no, the audio is going in there. Sorry.
You know, sometimes, like, well, rap or something like that, people are like, yo, how long did it take you to come up with that?
Right there on the spot.
It doesn't really take me very long to come up with stuff. So it's like... It's like that. Like, I'd like to ask this dude, like, how long did it take you to come up with that? And say, oh, this is going to go into this. And
go ahead right now. Make up a rap about paved streets.
that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I know. But you can handle pressure usually.
All right. In Revelation, there was paved streets of gold. I saw a homeless man. It was a paved street and it was cold. And he had nothing to wear. And he had a lot of fare. And he was walking in his pants, but no underwear. And I said, hey, Mr. Johnson, can I trouble you for a drink? I got a few questions. I want to see what you really think. And then he started telling me about God and the Bible. And then he started talking about Darwin and survival. And then I was like, yo, we were really rivals back in another life. We had a bunch of strife, kind of like Cain and Abel. But God was able to make the two one. And you should worship God's son. Done.
You know what I'm saying? Except why is there a homeless man in heaven? That's my only gripe.
No, I said the paved streets were cold.
Yeah.
I was singing about streets of gold. And
yeah, but you said streets of gold.
I did. Yeah, I started off with the paved streets of gold.
So I thought we were talking about
but
heaven.
But then I was I said, but the paved street was cold. So I was thinking about heaven. But the guy was on the ground. He was homeless.
I do this to him sometimes. One time I was like, okay, make up a rap about eggs. That one was probably the worst one you've ever done. But this is good. See what I'm saying? Like, who can do that? I can't do that.
Well,
I mean,
this guy does that with the guitar.
You don't know that. You don't know how long it took him to make this.
I'm sure he's a virtuoso. He's a genius. Listen, you ask, you go get 10 guitarists. None of them would say, oh, yeah, I'll do a record just playing guitar by myself, being the featured. They wouldn't do it. Yeah. No way. Because all of us know that we're full of it. None of us can do that stuff. Well, like 1% of guitarists in the world that can pull that crap off for an entire record. No way. Ask them. Anyway.
Okay, so what got us into that discussion in the first place? You were saying people that can just do stuff right off the top.
Yeah, off the top. But just, it's just how, like, well, for example, when I was like, you know, the Bible, like, immediately, as soon as I said Bible, I heard survival. Immediately. And then I was like, oh, and as I was saying the Bible, because I knew I was going to say Bible, I saw survival, and I was like, all you gotta do is connect Bible to survival somehow. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, boom, 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 boom,
oh,
boom.
That's just so simple.
But so, when he's doing his stuff, like, I know he's playing a chord. It's like, oh, even before he's done playing it, he's probably like, boom, this over here.
Probably. Yeah, probably, if that's the way your mind is constructed. I think for somebody whose mind is not constructed that way, like, my mouth is talking sometimes when I, like, try to do... I try sometimes to do this rapping thing by myself, because I don't have to worry about my pride if I'm the only one in the car, but I still can't do it even then. Like, I think something's gonna rhyme at the end, and then it doesn't.
You can sit down and write something.
Have to be in a certain headspace.
Right. That's the difference between talent and skill.
Yeah.
Skill is something that you work on. Talent is like you have a compressed skill set already without the work.
Yeah.
So, like, I can do that without the work. This guy can do it without the work. That's not to say he's not working at perfecting his craft. It's just, they're just talented people, man. The guy's just... So a lot of it was just me, like, being outside of the moment of the song and being like, dang, yo, like, this guy's so good. And enjoying it, like, how good. And I definitely, the end, like, the last, you know, 20 seconds or so were really emotive as well, so I liked it. So, anyway, what do you give the song?
I was giving it a 7.5.
This is a 9.3 for me. Oh. I wish it would have been a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But maybe this is part of an entire album.
That was good.
So if it was part of an entire album, then it makes sense why it wasn't longer, because it was bleeding into
I wanted it to... I like emotional stuff. That's, you guys know that about me. I like something that's emotional. And maybe this is emotional for some. Maybe people listen to this and cry, but...
Well, it looks like the 80s.
My soul was...
Looks like the 80s. I wish we were listening to metal when we were in the 80s.
I know. When that guy, when we got that heat pack, and I was like, I have a rice pad at home. Why would I get this?
Yeah.
And then he was like, that's so in the 80s. And I was thinking, I was born in the 80s. What are you talking about? I'm fine with the 80s.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, there's that. Vin out.
Story out.
Gone.